What does it taste like?
Well, I should have had some for dinner and let you know.
You can't remember.
Had I thought about it.
It
is very good mead. They're skinned off first, and then when you cook them, you take out an outer shell, and it's kind of like an oyster. They are called oysters too.
Does it have sort of a seafood taste to it or not?
Yep.
Well,
lambs.
Yeah, they do. Get a package. There's a package of lamb right inside there.
They're
small.
You don't have to split them.
But the calf you split. But if you get where they've had a yearling or so, where they'll be this size, and you cut them
maybe
two or three times.
Oh, maybe what, 4 inches across?
Yes. Right at this corner, wasn't there some?
Nope.
Okay, let it go there. Right. I just thought they were there.
A type of seafood. Do they grow? They have in the Gulf. They have big boats. Can get them maybe the size of my finger and sort of pinkish or orange.
Shrimp.
Do you ever eat those?
Oh yes.
You like those?
Yes.
Okay. Just had to have you say that. Okay. Now I'd like to talk about the weather, if I could. Maybe you could explain to me types of summertime weather and then wintertime weather.
I send in weather to the Wyoming WeatherNet and to Denver every day. Uh-huh. And there's cumulus clouds, and there's another kind. I don't send those kinds in. But we're telling, on there we tell whether it's overcast or broken clouds or so many percent cloud cover or clear. And cumulus, I believe, are the large white clouds that float in the sky without seeming purpose. At black clouds, that sky condition that you're wanting.
What about storms or winter storms?
We send in barometer readings too. Mm-hmm. Take that. When I was on the mountains up there, I sent in for the BLM, and of course I had your rain gauge, how much moisture, and I don't have humidity, but storm clouds, black, rolling clouds.
Were there different types of winter storms or summer storms? Terms
well,
for those?
Your snowstorms,
okay.
Your cloud bursts in the summertime,
uh-huh.
And downpour.
Now, is a downpour different than a cloud burst?
Not too much difference.
Okay.
We can have a downpour of rain suddenly without having a cloud burst, where the cloud burst comes and just really washes and makes the creek fire.
What about now, a bad winter storm, would you ever call that a blue norther or a northerner?
No. We don't call them that here. Let's see.
What would you call it outside if it were, you could hardly see, it was so thick? That would be London's famous for it.
Grapple is what I'm thinking of. Now, that's a little pelt.
What London's famous for, the kind of weather?
Fog.
What would they call it if the weather here gets really cold? How would they express very cold weather?
Drastic. Unseasonable.
Goes below?
Zero.
Yeah.
Okay. And what would they call that if you get overexposed to the cold weather? What do you get a case of something?
Some kind of emia.
Well, I think one name for it is hypothermia.
Yeah, hypothermia is what I'm trying to think of.
But the other term, the more common term, would...
Goosebumps.
Would they ever call it some type of bite?
Frostbite.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And what about... what's a hard freeze, or when do you get the hard freeze? You know what that is? What would they call that?
A hard freeze.